I'm Greg Bresnitz.
And I'm Darren Bresnitz. We're the host of Snacky Tunes.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Gunwash News Time. It is 9 p.m. here in Brooklyn, New York, and of course it is hot. Special night tonight. We are going to touch, of course, on the break and get into some deep, deep talks with RecTech, the Rec Technician. We don't get to see him very often, so excited we are. That's coming up next on Gunwash.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yeah, okay, and welcome. Well, I apologize, of course, to my listeners for there was a week break in there. I had to take a trip, and I know that Jack also, I think, took a trip. Nat, RecTech didn't take a trip. I think he was here most of the time. Am I right?
Always here.
Okay, cool.
Always with you.
Okay, excellent. Well, you know, I don't know where Armando is. I tell you, I was saying to Nat earlier, I think that he's slacking a little bit.
Cracking the whip.
Yeah, I think it's time that he arrives on time and, you know, acts as if. Because we have to sit here and act as if. And
as
it's not
if.
Always. Yeah, and it's not always easy when we don't have, you know, when I don't have a co-host.
The Mando.
Yeah. So listen, you know, listen, I'm looking at Odetta over there, and I know we were both a little bit excited tonight to have Shahzad Ismaili. I know I shouldn't have brought that up, but I...
No, it sounded... I was excited, too.
Yeah, I liked the guy a lot, and we had a chance to interview him right after his performance when we saw him at Bonnaroo, and it was really, really, how can I say, invigorating, and I was excited to get him in tonight because I know he was going to play. Seems as though he's had a last-minute emergency, and he won't be joining us, but I think we'll be okay because RecTech is here, and we don't really get to see RecTech that often. In fact, I haven't seen him, really, I think, since June.
Since June.
It's June, and we had traveled together.
That's right.
We've now traveled together two times.
We did a tour of the bridges of Madison County together.
Yeah,
we stayed at a number of bed and breakfasts.
Yeah, and those bed and breakfasts were ever so elegant that sometimes when I think back on it, I wish, you know, we could do that every weekend.
That's right, me too.
So,
the fireplaces.
And I want to talk to you because I haven't spoken to you in a while, and Jack was telling me, I don't know, Jack said to me, I shouldn't know, you know, I should wait until we're on the air to talk about what's going on with Nat, and I know he's got stuff to tell me. Jack, what's, nothing?
I've had some woes.
Okay, woes. So there's some situations going on with Nat, RecTech, and we know, of course, that being that he's a close friend of the show, and of course someone that's helped us in the past, and also, you know, one of the guys that helped build up Heritage Radio Network to be what it is today.
Yeah, man, that's right.
In a real way.
Give this man a royalty check.
Yeah, in a real way.
Please.
I mean, really, do. I do. And he needs one now. Look, we've all got some legal trouble in our lives, but Nat's got actual legal trouble, and, you know, he needs some sneakers.
Yeah, it's all gravy.
He's
you know
gravy.
What? Street cred.
Do you feel... Yeah, listen, you're a tough guy. Do you feel okay? Do you feel all right?
I feel... Right now, I'm feeling just dandy.
You're
feeling good. I mean, I'm always feeling good when I'm on the Gunwash / the
full service
radio.
You look good, though.
Yeah, I was going to say...
You look really good.
You know what? I've been eating a lot. I've been eating a lot of dairy, a lot of cheese, and ice cream.
I thought that... So that... Okay, fair enough. But I thought that that stuff wasn't good for you.
It's not, but...
It makes you feel good, and therefore your mental state is higher.
No, it makes me feel terrible. I like to eat it. And so, to that extent, it makes me feel good.
Right.
And you know, I needed to pack on a couple of pounds, trying to bulk up.
I thought you were doing just... Well, listen, I thought you were doing fine, but whatever you want to do with your body, it's your body. Okay, listen, we got a lot about RecTech coming up. It's going to be a very great show, because when old guests visit, it's invigorating and exciting. We will be back in just a few moments. Herbert Swiffington, if you'd like to pull up music, you certainly can. Call-ins are 718-497-2128. We're on gunwash.com, heritageradionetwork.org, Roberta's Pizza, in case you didn't know what that was.
It's your boy, Poolboy 92. You are now listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yeah, the new name from Bad Boy and Road Boy, Zappa. Listen, Sabatoo, and get it proper. Straight up and take something down, copper. What we say? bust me. Gun fi kill a but it fi injure the bar. People get murdered. Yeah, the new name from Bad Boy and Road Boy Zappa. Listen, Sabatooth and get it proper. Straight up and take Johnny and cup. How we say? Bust me. Gun fi kill a but it fi injure the bar. No pain and nursing for my people. Bust me. Gun fi kill a but it fi injure the bar. No pain and nursing for my people. Show me a dapper. Flex hard. You think me a tata? Gun in a hand and finger punch trigger. Blame to the target, now go shot a dozen nigger. One man me praise, not the almighty judge. Brother come second, then me father. Gun in a hand and me gal come after. Kill people and laugh. You think me a tata? Who me tell them say? You think the gun in a purpose? Sometime a Luger G 57 Magnum RSM caliber. Murder your mother, him will murder your father. Murder your sister. Murder the one but him name himself gangsta. Murder the next one but him name sniper. Murder the next one but him name scalawa. Murder the Dan, Mr. Man mention. Galang dapper, Lord you run the land. Me a dapper, flex at four. You think me a tata? Gun in a hand and finger punch trigger. Name to the target, now go shot a dirty nigga. One man me praise, not the almighty Jaja.
Hear this, Jaja. And let my enemies scatter. Rise against ninja food. Don't melt like sun against butter down the gutter. No things say me a crap. I'm a dapper. Eat no wealth while I'm sitting up. And we look at them and tell them say, I said no. Sun against butter down the gutter. No things say me a crap. I'm a dapper. Enough wealth man and snapper. We look at the I say no. No for them a figure jump overboard. Follow them friend and come this ninja food. No for them a figure jump overboard. Follow them friend and come this ninja food. One who run street and who run the broad road. Oxman from Tower Hill, man from Mall Road. Tell your ninja man and him son ninja food. Long with predator who ugly like toad. Wicked and bad to them and wear pretty.
We have new sponsors, by the way, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to ask about that because I got some sponsors that I think I'm ready to get.
Well, we have some for tonight.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm overtaken with excitement. I gotta know. Oh, wow. Well, thank you as we end. And, of course, Jeremy Swivington plays the one Ninja Man. And you're now on Gunwash. 906 here in Bushwick, New York, and we are happy to be with you, and I can hear you guys clicking now as Mr. Max Mode sits down, and it's like an old episode of Gunwash. Like, I don't know what happened.
What was wishing for?
We were gonna have exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was wishing for.
I gotta play this ad like three times during the show.
Yeah, please, because if we have sponsorship, then
let's go for it.
Let's do it, okay.
I love home improvement projects. Getting my hands dirty, using the latest and greatest tools. One thing I don't love? Stopping to eat dinner. Broken rulers, unsticky tape. So, since I like to fix things, I fixed that problem with Heidegger's Hardware. Heidegger's Hardware has all of the things that I need, from hammers to nails. Some things come into themselves by belonging together, like me and Heidegger's Hardware. And Heidegger's Hardware is conveniently located at hand, so I can get back to work quickly and even save some gas. Heidegger's Hardware is located in Sykesville off of PK, formerly Highway 57, next to Bank of Friedberg. Heidegger's Hardware, it's time.
Huh?
And we're back.
They sponsor us?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, listen, I like to make things too.
Word.
Listen, okay, good. Well, listen, in case you didn't hear us for the intro, you are listening to Gunwash, and of course the number to call in here is 718-497-2128, and I know you want to because RecTech, the Rec Technician, is here, and we don't get to see him very often, and I was talking to him earlier in the show. You know, it is so fun when we get him because the old episodes of Gunwash where he was here were so nostalgic to me now, and boy, oh boy, I'm excited to see you.
I'm excited to be here, and I'm thrilled about the ground hum.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jack said that when you came in, you'd have some things to talk about, and you said, you know what, I think he said, full disclosure, I'm ready to spill the beans, and you know, every time we don't see Nat for a while, you know, something crazy's going on, and we really like that. So we want to hear everything.
We don't necessarily really like it.
I think, no, well, okay. I like it's it. Well,
right. Yeah, he's like, I like it. Here's, keep it up.
Here's my viewpoint on it. I know there's two different stories, but here's my thing. Okay, so when I met Nat and Jack, they lived in this basement apartment. So it was really cool time in our life. We were smoking a lot of weed and, you know, listening to a lot of music and doing a lot of stuff with not many cares on our mind, right? We were broke anyway, so there wasn't much to gain or lose. We didn't have much of anything, and we kind of just... You know, it was really, really a fun time, and that's kind of how
I used to retail, like, I would sell $75 eighths. I don't even know how.
I don't know, you know, I don't know. I remember at one point I owed Jack, like $900 for weed. But, like, usually, like, if you owe someone a lot of money for, like, drugs, it's coke or something like that. But, like, $900 for weed, like, that's a lot of weed money. You know, we worked it out. But in any case, I was brought back to thinking about it when I saw Nat Rec Tech tonight, because as soon as he came in, he said he had documents. And he took out a blue folder, and he showed me images of this apartment in which Jack and Nat used to live in, and it was a basement apartment on Broadway and Hughes.
South Williamsburg,
when it was live.
Worst neighborhood in New York right now.
I mean, is it really? Right. Is that bad now?
I think it sucks.
Really?
When we lived at South Williamsburg, there was once someone got stabbed across the street, and... There was not only was there a blood stain left, but the MEs or whatever, the CSI people, whatever, had left all of their rubber gloves on the ground around the blood stain.
Oh, how much they must have cared about the blood stain.
Yeah,
they
left that doesn't happen there anymore much.
Is it really populated in a way that's you would call gentrified? By that, I mean, okay, so there's so it's a little different than it was 5 or 6 years ago, and we can imagine exponentially it will grow into something more and more gentrified, which is just great, or whatever. So he comes out with this folder and he shows me images of the basement when there was joyous times going on, blah, blah, blah. And there's notes written on top of the images. So what exactly happened with you, Nat, and why are you carrying around these images of your apartment? Former apartment, excuse me.
That's a fair question.
Okay.
I'm being sued by my former landlord.
I heard that the amount actually is quite big for what we would think of as a big amount.
The amount is quite high, and actually to be legally responsible, I'm representing myself, so on my own legal counsel, I'm going to tell myself not to say exactly what the amount is.
Okay, but we can say that it's more than 4 months rent.
Let's more than $10,000.
Can I say what it is? Yeah, there you go. It's more than $10,000.
Right. So we're talking like $20,000. That's crazy. I don't even know if I could save that much money
It's more than you owed me for weed, Aaron.
Right. I mean, and we're talking astronomical numbers here.
That was what the judge said. He said, "My God, that's more than Aaron owed Jack for weed."
I thought it was an interesting comparison. So I can imagine, let's just say that it's $20,000. So Nat Rectech owes $20,000 to some
but
guy.
But I know, to be fair, I don't.
No.
My case is that I don't.
Listen, I believe you, but I'm not a lawyer or a judge or anything, or a realtor,
That's true. You're none of those things.
Yeah, I'm not really a businessman in any way. So I wouldn't really know the ins and outs of this. But according to Jack, he says you're being sued, has to do with your old apartment, but apparently the landlord wasn't so scrupulous, and there's a little bit of a situation going on.
Do you want me to...
I think you should just tell me the story.
Okay, just on that point, you know, it was what we call an illegal conversion.
Right, so, understood.
That's right, for that very purpose. Yeah. So, again, I'm not going to get into the specifics, for legal reasons, but I will say that there was a vacate order issued by the Department of Buildings.
What does that mean? Like an eviction
means
notice?
No, it's worse. It's more intense.
Oh, they're like, you gotta go.
It's an eviction notice. You've got 30 days. If you go to court, you've got 3 to 6 months. What happened here is the FDNY shows up. And they say
helmets. Would they show up with helmets?
Like our heroes in helmets.
Yeah.
The FDNY.
Like, God bless the
with
FDNY.
With a Dalmatian at their side.
Wow. See you.
No, I was not living there at the time. I'm being sued for rent that...
this was many years ago.
Many years ago.
Or a handful, whatever. A handful
no, many, of many years. I mean, no, okay, not many, many.
Like 5 years
not
ago.
Not like J.R.R. Tolkien number
yeah,
of years.
No, that's, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Middle you know, Earth days.
Right, right. So... they came and they said, everyone out in that apartment that I used to live in.
Okay.
And the reason is what's called improper egress.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that is.
It means that
so you're a lawyer already. You'll do great. You're going to do just fine in court.
Yeah, right.
I know you say that I should that you shouldn't defend yourself in court. You should always have a lawyer. But you know what? I think you're going to do just fine.
Thanks for jinxing it. But I was. Yeah, you don't even need to jinx it. Okay. I was going to lose already.
Okay. Cool. So continue.
So basically, improper egress means that if there's a fire, everyone fucking dies because you can't leave except for one direction.
Right.
Like the band.
Like the band. One direction.
Right.
Yeah. They have a wax sculpture.
Right.
of them. I've seen it on the train.
Which
God.
Would melt in a fire.
Yeah. And so they wouldn't be safe either. Right. So what's going on
no
in
one
this
is
place?
Safe. No,
no
one
one's
is safe.
Not even a wax sculpture of One Direction. Okay.
So basically the aforementioned documents were to... Okay, so... well, no, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, please. As I slow often, down. We got like 2 hours here, so don't even worry about it. You're good.
Okay. So basically... okay, so I was sued a while ago, and I was not served. You know, they have to serve you, right?
Yeah.
Like you got
you
served.
You got served.
Basically, the lawyer comes, and they do a dance.
Yeah, like that.
They do a battle. You dance battle them, yeah. And then you get served.
And then you get served, right. I understand.
That didn't happen.
So no dance battle.
There was neither law nor order in this instance.
All right, fair enough.
And
But why did you originally get sued?
Because I didn't pay rent for a couple months.
Okay, fair.
Like, you know, hey.
I've been there. It's fine.
Yeah.
They're not going to judge you on that.
So I didn't get served. So there was...
They didn't dance.
So basically, they didn't dance.
Yeah.
So there was a day in court, and I didn't know about it. So I didn't go, because I didn't know about
right,
it.
Right, you wouldn't have known.
It's like my friend's birthday party in sixth grade. I didn't know about it, so I didn't go.
Right, fair enough.
So, you know, they...
Put a bench warrant out.
Well, no, close, but... There was a default judgment against me. So they said, hey, the schmuck's not here. Boom, you win.
But wait,
Rectech loses, you win.
But wait, I'm trying to understand. So you were originally sued not because of the egress. There was something else that you got sued for.
Oh, they can't sue me because of the improper egress.
So they took you to court because of your inability to pay rent.
Basically what they did was they took some money that I may or may not owe them.
Okay.
Allegedly, there's the word.
Right.
That I allegedly owe them. Then they multiplied that number by like 1,000. Then they put 9% interest for every year since I owed it. And that's how it got to be such an astronomical number.
Fair enough.
So they said, hey, this guy, he owed all this money that they allegedly say I allegedly owe allegedly. And then there's a default judgment. Then I get a notice. The way I find out about all this shit is I get a notice from the marshal saying, hey, man, I'm the marshal.
I
work for the cops. I wasn't shook, dog.
No, nothing scares me. No, but I understand. Okay, fair enough. But like, isn't the marshal the guy that like shows up with a gun and he's like, you have to leave?
Tommy
now?
Lee Jones.
Yeah, he's Tommy like, Lee Jones. He's like, we're putting a lock on your.
What
house?
Does he say in The Fugitive? You know, Harrison Ford says, "I'm innocent." What
he
is
says,
Tom, what is
I
he?
Don't care.
Boom. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was my first thought when I get a letter from the marshal. He doesn't care.
Right.
So you know, that's how I found out about it. So I figured out what you're supposed to do is you. You have to go to the court. You have to go to the clerk's office. You have to go to the archives. You get all the shit out. You find out what
it's a whole
the
day.
Case against. Dude, it's fucking. It's many, many days.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
many days.
Were
they
nice to you with the building at least?
I don't know, man. It sort of fills all of the cliches that like you see on TV of
dismal.
People that work and dismal and people that. Some people were cool. Some people. It's like anything else. Some people were helpful. Some people were like. I've had this job for 30 years.
Fair enough.
Who are you?
Fair enough.
Don't talk to me.
Kind of like Gunwash.
Yeah. Okay. A lot. Yeah. It was. That was my first thought. I went to housing court, the clerk's office, and I was like, this is exactly like Gunwash.
Yeah. That's what I thought too when I went there.
Yeah. So I figured out this is the case against me, and I filed what's called an order to show cause. I said, hey, I noticed you're suing me. Like, show me what you're suing me for. And long story short, they did what's called putting me back on the calendar. So I got to have my day in court, which was today.
Instead of... But, so,
how'd you do? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
how'd you do?
By the way, Armando's here. Say hi.
Look, Mondo's up. Boom.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, co-host. Why don't you come
he
in?
He didn't come in. I told him not to.
Yeah, he's good. We need
I'd
you
give
here.
Him like a five-minute timeout at least.
All right, cool.
I feel like I have the same shorts.
Yeah, welcome, Armando.
So wait, how did the day in court go?
What's up? Can I sit on your lap?
Yeah, you can. So how'd your day in court go, Rick?
Well, you had court?
Yeah.
This is whack.
Yeah, it is. That's really, I mean, that's all. He just summarized the whole thing in like one sentence.
So you didn't go to court today?
No, I did. But okay, so.
Skipping court.
How I did is at first I did really well because I like worked really hard on this answer and this order to show cause, and I got my day in court. That was dope. Like, I felt pretty like proud of that, right?
Yeah.
Today what happened was essentially it got just postponed.
Well, yeah, of
that's
course.
Boring.
Of course, but obviously it got postponed.
Is this gonna be? Is this gonna be like the traffic ticket that the cop just never shows up for and you win?
No, this is 16 or yeah. This is lots of money, man. They're gonna do this whole thing.
Well, no. To be fair, actually, though, if the lawyers don't show up, you do. I mean, you don't win, but the case is dismissed.
See my thought, and again, I don't know the exact entire story. That's why you're here, but you know, in person to tell us.
I know it's gonna happen.
But
he's gonna get ROR'd.
Okay,
that's like some court term.
Well, let me find out what ROR is in just a moment. But my thoughts on the
situation. Mondo's thinking of a different kind of court. Yeah.
My
pet
thoughts,
courts.
My thoughts on the situation were like, you show up and it turns out that the landlord is kind of weird too, and they're just like, all right, this case is, you're both weird, and it's just dismissed.
Well, okay.
Because didn't you say that it wasn't it?
The first time I tried to settle with them, and they were ruthless. They were fucking.
They were like, no, we want this number. We want this number.
Exactly. I was like, look, I was like, Doug, if, well, again, I'm not going to get into that, but. It's that they weren't going to get that amount of money out of
me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if someone wanted to sue me, I'd be like, what are you going to take? My chair? Like, I don't have money.
Literally, I could sell one of my kidneys and I wouldn't have enough.
Exactly.
We got to fast forward for a second here. I want to know, Nat, what happens if you do lose, right? Like, obviously, you don't have this money to pay them. Do you declare bankruptcy?
No, you make a program.
No, I declare bankruptcy.
But if you declare bankruptcy,
but then how do they get paid? Do they not?
They
get
don't,
paid?
And that's what's crazy.
So
to
then,
me,
what's
is
the
that,
fucking point?
Exactly, right. And they're wasting money in court. I don't understand this at
well,
all.
Well, no, I'll tell you.
Have you told them flatly like this is what's? I'm going to declare bankruptcy.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And they're still moving forward.
But and there's a couple reasons for that. One is that these are lawyers that are on retainer. So they're basically...
Oh, so they're making money anyway.
Well, look, lawyers are always making money anyway.
Yeah, not those but, public but the service thing is, dudes. The they thing don't make is, shit.
Well,
public
right.
Pretenders.
They don't make shit, dude.
But the thing is, they're getting paid whether they're working or not.
For
I see. So it doesn't matter whether they win or lose.
Their salary.
Well, no,
individual.
It's more like... See, and again, we're getting past my expertise now, which is... Like, we didn't have to go far to get there.
I want you as my lawyer.
I think all I can imagine is one of two things. Is they're on retainer, right? And also, if they don't settle and they win, even though they're not going to get paid because I would file for bankruptcy, they can chalk it as a win for the law firm. They didn't settle.
Well, they keep stats? There's like a fantasy law firm?
Well, of course. Of course. For the lawyer, it's good if they win. But what about the client? I mean, he's not going to get any of the money.
Well, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? I mean, probably, honestly, the sword of Damocles is still hanging over my head. I think I'm going to get served again. I think they'll dance this time, hopefully. And if
they dance, then you'll win because you're better probably at dancing than them.
Probably. I think
he's like the great Bambino of electronic dance music.
You're probably a decent bankruptcy candidate, right?
I mean, easily.
I'm the sexiest bankruptcy candidate they've ever seen.
But that's what I'm saying is like I feel like is that true though? Because I feel like if you need to declare bankruptcy, isn't it because you've defaulted on something?
Well, no. Okay, what's interesting is I've. The only time I've ever had a credit card was when my cat got impaled with a piece of wood and I had to take out a
credit card just so you could get it fixed.
The only credit card I ever had.
Right.
So it's not like I was like at like fucking Century 21 like buying skinny jeans on like my Amex.
Can you do that now? Take us out to dinner before the shit goes down.
I'm trying to gauge how ham I can go before I would file for bankruptcy because they look for that.
Yeah, bro, of course.
If you're bankrupt, you like can't even buy a fucking pack of gum at the store, dude. They like won't take anything from you unless you have cash.
Well, no, you can't. Well, you can't really what you can't get. Oh, I think that is my friend's older sister. Well, what you can't get is.
Is she hot?
She is hot. What you can't get is a car loan and
anything.
More that wasn't going to happen anyway.
All right. Well, we know that wasn't going to happen anyway. Well, listen,
I've been getting a lot of that lately.
This court, I get a lot of it too. So don't worry about it. Well, listen, this court case is news to me, and I think
it's boring. It's boring. But just to answer your question, to bring it right back around, the writing on those photos were of the old apartment, and they were to show because okay, so basically, I show up to court. I say, look. The entire time It's called being improperly enriched is one of my defenses.
Okay.
What I was saying is the entire time you were receiving rent on an apartment.
Bogus agreement.
That's not a bogus agreement, because the agreement was for an art studio, but it was a lie, and the landlord knew. He sold it as a lie. It's a long story. But the reason it was bogus is it's an improper egress apartment, a legal conversion apartment, not fit for human beings to be in, right?
Yeah.
So what they said is, well, this vacate order is from 2014. And you lived there before 2014.
Yeah, so,
so okay. It must have been safe back
right.
then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's
now,
bullshit.
Now, the building's not a transformer, right?
It didn't move. It hasn't changed at all,
so
obviously.
So these photos are from when I lived there, and they're to show that there's one way out, and all other ways lies madness if there's a fire, because you're going to fucking burn to death.
Madness, 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 outside of apartments that are out of egress, and let's see, I don't know what's going to happen with Rec-Tech's
case. Let's push this segment another five, though, because I think we're going to lose Rec. I think he's got to go somewhere.
We got to go, Rec.
Well, I gotta go paint some walls. But no, I mean, let's do the let's end this. Let's do the seizure thing.
Okay,
that's,
so what happened? So what else happened? Tell me exactly what happened with the seizure.
Well, I got a phone call to call the police. So
Jack's involved in this tale.
Okay,
well.
So Jack, why don't you tell the story? By the way, you know where
I got a concerned phone call from a family member and said, please call 911 right now. And I said, wait, what? You know, for Nat. Call 911 and tell them to go to Nat's address.
They call 911?
Because they were out of state, and 911.
I don't have any family in state.
They won't take the out of state.
Neither do I.
Yeah, so I call 911. I have no idea. You call 911, tell them to go there. They suspect the worst. The family, you know, suspects the worst. So we're all kind of suspecting and hoping the worst isn't true. But anyway, we call the police. We call 911. Try to get an update. They say, yeah, you know, the 911 showed up, and the landlord said that Nat's fine, and he just left about 30 minutes ago. So
that
we're all a little bit confused, and then Nat can kind of fill us in right now on what actually went down.
So, first of all, my landlady, not the nicest lady in the world.
Fair enough. Many aren't.
But that's cool. That's her prerogative. It's all gravy. So, okay, so I was on the phone with my mom, right, walking around town at night. In the lovely neighborhood of Kensington, Brooklyn.
Okay.
And I'm talking with my mom on the phone, and then all of a sudden, I'm in a Mexican restaurant. There's just like a jump cut, like in a movie, and I'm in a Mexican restaurant, and I'm asking for directions to get home, even though I'm a block from my house. And I'm wondering why the guys in the Mexican restaurant are looking at me like weird, and they're like, hey, dude, are you all right? And I was like, these fucking guys. I was like, of course I'm fine.
Of
like,
course I'm fine.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you might want to go in the bathroom, bro. And I was like, okay, all right. And I went in the bathroom, and my face was, like, covered in blood. Like, I looked like Gigi Allen.
Oh,
like,
my God. Why?
So what had happened was...
How?
What had happened was, while I was on the phone with my mom's, I had a seizure, and I think what happened was I conked my head on the cement when I went down, and it just, like, gashed open my head, and I was bleeding all over myself. And so, the really shitty part of this, though, is, well, so it's like, yeah, so I went home, and I reached for my backpack to get my keys out, open my door, and I realized that I didn't have my backpack, which had my wallet, my keys, my bike key, which is still locked up, my passport, my cell phone, $90, so a bunch of other shit. And I really like that backpack, too. You know,
I
like that backpack. And, like, it's not the first seizure I've had, but that's definitely the shittiest seizure I've had and the weirdest. Because, like, the timing also was really strange, because I had to ring the doorbell, and I saw my landlady, and I was like, hey, I didn't really want to get into it, so I was just like, I lost my keys.
And I'm bloody.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, like, the other people that live with me thought I got robbed or something. Which I actually might have. I mean, I still don't know what happened to my backpack.
Strange. I don't understand. So in other words, you fell and hurt yourself, and then got up and continued leisurely on your way, and not realizing you had fallen and hurt yourself.
When you have a seizure, there's all sorts of weird memory things that happen, right?
Like lost time.
Yeah, like you literally lose time, but then you also forget a lot of things, and it all comes back. But everything comes back at different rates, you know? So, like, for instance, I was a block from my house and I was asking for directions, but that's where my memory begins. And also, but, like, I didn't know I was a block from my house, but I knew I was, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's hard to piece together what the fuck I was thinking, so it's hard to piece together where my bag is. So I don't know if some dude, like, saw me on the ground, like, passed out and was like, yoink, and, like, took my bag, or if I, like left it in a bush. Or,
so there's a blank part of this story where you don't know where your stuff went.
Yeah, and that night, I walked around all night looking for that fucking bag, but I couldn't remember where this happened, you know, because I was just like walking, I was like on a leisurely stroll, like up and down blocks, random blocks in the hood, you know. So yeah, I don't know.
How did it go seek with your book bag?
Well, you know, worrisome, and I want to understand more. You know, we've got to go to music for just a few minutes, but we are here live with RecTech, the RecTech.
He's
gotta
go.
I got 5 more minutes.
Okay, well,
right. I think 5 minutes after music.
Okay. 5 cool. hours good, later, good, good. 5
so
more
we'll,
minutes.
So we're on Gunwash, a very engaging interview with RecTech. Spliffington, if you'd like to play music now, please stay tuned. We will be back in about 5 minutes. You're on Gunwash, gunwash.com, 718-497-2128.
Now from the other day, them talking, I'm only for talking. I tell them to cool off some kind of... Watch out. Go and read the board, they don't see the notice board. It's a simple man, watch out. Parade the board, parade the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Go read the board, read the go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Jungle is smash them, a bad boy out the road. On the way say, that they really bad in the notice. Now from the other day, them talking, I'm only for talking. I tell them to cool off some kind of what? Go and read the board, you don't see the notice board. It's a simple man, watch out. Go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Go read the board, go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Jungle is man, them a bad boy out the road. On the way say that them near me, they put the notice board. DJ man, them a bad boy out the road. On the way say that them near me, they put the notice board. Spanglers a bad boy out the road. On the way say that them near me, they put the notice board. Them man a fool, them man a idiot. Them know the road board. No one with them take on them gun it. Load. If you disrespect, you get on over road. Read the board, go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Go read the board, go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Enemy, this one dedicated to all lip service. Enemy, what would have them out and attack who are who them far with. Enemy, how much and what kind of gun them serving. Enemy, who them restrain from, who them with. Enemy, who them mix from mingle with. Enemy, but them not stop mingle till them mingle in a. Enemy, shut up your mouth and listen. Just go read the board, read the fella, go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Go read the board, read the fella, go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Them have the most gun talk and the most gun force. And still man make them run out of them clothes. Them a bend up them face like water hose. But tell them a me up the talk, me wear the robe. And if you disrespect, you get your brains exposed. Can't find the body till it decompose. Think up the pace, you have to cock up your nose. Go read the board, gonna go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Go read the board, gonna go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. New York man, I'm a bad boy out the road. Read the board. English man, I'm a bad boy out the road. Read the board. Nothing about the tabo yard man them, cause it's a yard man them. A original bad boy I wrote me. Hey no, what I know? What's it? Go read the board, gonna go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Go read the board, gonna go read the notice board. On the way say, who a bad boy out the road. Now the bill man them. Lord of it, may my mercy, I hear the little son boy them talking, you know they want conquer, but them can't conquer the sound, because the sound of the wicked sound in the Jamaica and the whole world. Watch me now, the people, sit ya, all of the sound them we know say, them they on the notice board. Play selection, play good music, fear that the people them out the road. All of the sound them we know say, them they on the notice board. Play good music, good selection, now for the people them out the road. Go read the board. Go read the notice board. And then we say, we son a take a life out. Go read the board. Go read the sound clash board. And then we say, we son a cha-cha-cha-ya. We say, no son, we kill out the road. Kill out the road. Anyway, this one dedicated to all lip service. Bad sound
and then kill another witness of them the day. When my son if I kill son with them the day. Yes, we kill son boy, a country with them the day. Kill son boy, a Kingston city with all. Time to waste with no old pants on with all. Time to waste with no jump and son. Go read the board, go read the notice board. And then we say, we son a take a life out the road. Go read the board, gotta go read the notice board. What do we say, we son a take a life out the road. Me sing, and that is sound them, them we know say. Them dip on the notice board. Play good music, good selection. Now for the people them out the road. Now play 45 and LP. If a sound test on them, we kill them with the beat a sound, make them ball for mercy. Hold a sound boy and a be agony. Make sound boy, I'm a fret and worry. Yeah, sound boy, I'm a fret and worry. Go read the board, go read the notice board. And then we say, we sound a take a life out the road. Go read the board, gotta go read the notice board. What do we say, we sound a take a life out the road. And then the one sound, test, and then the two sound, test, test me sound, and them get limp. Kill out, gotta the jump and sound, nice sound. Kill, and then move it up. Kill out, gotta the jump and sound them. Kill, and then the up and sound them. The sound a come out, them a no problem. No, them the sound boy a no problem. So sing, no need to worry, and no need to fret. I threaten them, no serious yet. And if them take me sound, yes, them buck up in a then they to sing. And that they sound them, them we know say. Them deep and they know this,
oh. Oh yes, yeah man, I hear them talking. Talking about all them gun bing. And them can't run out of chance. X, Y, Z, the mount of chance come down. But you don't go shot man call Tati, tell them say no. See it, yeah. Watch out. I to the new notice, I dip on the notice board. My bad boy no stop defend me out the road. I to the new notice, on the notice board. My bad boy no stop defend me out the road. Me tell the jungle defend me out the road. To the new notice, I dip on the notice board. JJ defend me out the road. To the new notice, I dip on the notice board. Spanglass defend me out the road. To the new notice, I dip on the notice board. Marlowe defend me out the road. To the new notice, I dip on the notice. Save on the disrespect. Pink, I'm perplexed. Them women gonna change the budget. Even the disrespect, I'm perplexed. Them women gonna change the budget. Even the live a New York, gonna live there again. Live a Canada, gonna live there again. Live a England, gonna live there again. Live a Russia, gonna live there again. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, what you be telling me, say? My name is Culture Terrible, I'm out the Eden. Anytime on the test, then you know on the life end. Me want to know what's in the media to send. Go and go tell them I'm the road boy and defender to the new notice. On the notice board, my bad boy no stop defend me out the road. To the new notice, on the notice board, my bad boy no cha-cha-cha-ya. I told me tell them, say me no love no informer. I them no say them no like them neither. To me tell them, say me no love no hypocrite. I them no say them no like them neither. To me tell them, say me no love no parasite. I them no say them no like them neither. To me tell them, feel it good like them know them should. Get up, yeah, get up like them know them should. I do the new notice, when the notice board. My bad boy no stop defending me.
Heartless bad boy again for them case, man. Mask up for them case, it's a joke. All bad boy clean feel. Alright, let me tell you something. Why, what is this? Me tell them, original kill and no run. Just come out of the way, they gonna knock on. Heartless bad boy again for them case, man. Mask up for them case, it's a joke.
Bad boy clean feel.
Alright, original kill and no run, just come out of the way, they gonna come down. Come! Original kill and no run, just come out of the way, they gonna come. Kill and no move, because we license to kill, kill and no move. Now you see me boy right, you will kill and no move. You're a bad boy for yourself. Watch yourself, watch your speech, you get killed. Merciless and a cruel recurrence. Original kill and no run, just come out of the way, they gonna come down.
Oh my. Oh my. Yo, we're having such like time traveling, time issues going on.
Yeah.
But that's why I always say, like all my friends say,
just shut up.
Is it mental health? Yo, I'm sorry. What's going down?
You never heard that before, Nat?
No, I mean, I remember it, but right. I haven't heard it.
How many good, Mongo right? juices you drank?
It's a milestone song. it's a milestone record.
Jam. Yeah. Enough. I'm about to imbibe some right now.
I'm sorry I was a little late, because I missed your...
apology accepted.
Your little issue with the courts, but...
it's all gravy.
You started mentioning something about you losing something. Right, it was your book bag with lot of shit in it.
A lot of shit. Basically all my shit.
But check this out. I was with you in Tennessee, and I don't want to bring this up again because I know I hate bringing crazy shit up because it hurts. But you lost your computer, and I saw the pain and agony in your face. Was it like the similar feeling?
Honestly, it was
because you lost your computer, and then earlier you mentioned you lost your... similar things are kind of equivalent.
Yeah.
Very equivalent.
Honestly, the confusion and the head injury, really helped soften the blow of losing all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And only like recently have I been like, oh man, like replacing your passport costs $145. Like, oh man, I had this card in my wallet. I had this card. But like at the moment, I was just kind of like, what? Like, and there's all these weird things that happen after you have a seizure. Like
you have foam taste in your mouth.
Every single muscle you have hurts. Your jaw hurts. And then there's these other weird things. Like there's this weird primal fear that like comes over you for like a couple days. Like for instance, for a couple days after this seizure, I was afraid of the dark. And I've never been afraid of the dark, even when I was like 2 years old. But like for like 2 or 3 days after the seizure, I like couldn't go to sleep until the sun came out. I would I would sit up all night playing video games until the sun came out, and then I'd
sound like Spliff right now.
Yeah, or Nat when he used to live at Broadway and Hughes.
Oh dear.
But okay, one funny thing about the seizure is I had to get a what's called a 24 to 48 hour EEG, where usually an EEG is like they stick you in a room, they attach electrodes, they flash some lights in your eyes in the dark for an hour, maybe two. They see
sounds like full service.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They see if you have a seizure, and if you do, you're epileptic, and that's why you had a seizure. But when you have a seizure and the doctor can't explain it, which is what happened to me, they give you this thing called a monitored EEG. And what happens is you go to a place, they stick all these electrodes on your dome piece, on your brain, and on your heart, right? Then they wrap your head in these bandages to keep them all in, right? And then they send you home with a briefcase. And in the briefcase is a battery pack, a tablet, and a CCTV camera. Like, exactly the same kind that you'd see, like, outside of, like, a hotel. With, like, the infrared ring on the outside, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like a security camera?
Looks like a little dish, like an alien dish.
Yeah, like a wide-angle lens and an infrared, receiving system.
Okay. It's for the shoplifters.
Yeah. Okay. So what they do is you have to have this camera on you all day.
That's so weird. They really did that to you?
Yeah. So you set the, like, basically what happened was, like, I set the briefcase up, and there's a little square video on the tablet so you can see if you're on screen, and you aim the camera at yourself, and they just start taping you. And the reason they do that is if you have some sort of episode, there's a good chance you might not know it.
Right.
And they want to get the readings while you're having the episode. So if they're looking at your readings and they see some like weird shit, they can go back to it and go to tape. Let's go to tape.
So right. Did you jerk off on the camera?
Interesting.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
First thing you wanted to jerk off in front of
and
a
then
camera.
And they would see that and they would say, he had a seizure at this time. Don't jerk off, because if you're jerking off, it's going to make you have a little bit of a seizure. Checking back. It's like checking the security camera on a pal.
You know who could have helped you out? I just came from a movie screening for this guy named The Champion.
I don't think that would have helped.
No, you had to see the screening, and I just gave Odetto his card. You should read the card and read his name, because I can't even pronounce it right.
How would he help me?
He talks about the levels of intent, like things that get really, really intense. When something is really, really intense, like he can like talk about
it. I don't know.
It
sounds like he'll help you.
Maybe.
Yeah, that might solve all of my
friend
problems.
Alden just made a movie about it.
Hey, you know what's weird is like this whole thing that the briefcase thing they gave you, and that's so they really did that. And you know what's
you know what's creepy though? Wait, not
he must have had good insurance.
You know what's creepy is no.
He has nothing. I don't even mean that in an insulting way. Yeah, he's really
But what was creepy is like, okay, so when I first got it, the CCT didn't work, and just the webcam on the tablet worked. And they were like, oh, we'll fix that later. And
this sounds like bad.
I didn't know what that meant, right? And so I was sitting at home, and I had like just set, I had like literally just set up the CCTV, like, so it was on me.
What the fuck is CCTV?
The camera, just a camera.
Okay. Closed circuit television.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I had just set up the camera. Sorry, no, I'm using it. Like,
I went to film school, by the way, the same college as then, these motherfuckers.
It's a camera. Yeah. Okay. So I set up the camera.
The fucking camera.
And as soon as I did that, like, they did that like remote desktop thing. And the tablet started to like come alive, and a mouse was moving.
Oh my god, that's weird!
And they changed the settings from the webcam to the camera, like while it was sitting in my house and like staring.
Wait,
at
like
me.
VPN, or like your mouse literally started moving on the table, or the cursor started moving.
No, the cursor, okay. Like VPN. No, like, not like
ghost.
Magic.
They sent a ghost. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, what I did all day is I sat in my underwear on the sofa and
I
watched movies.
Yeah, that sounds great. I wish I could do that shit.
Yeah,
dude.
No, it wasn't that bad.
I've been waiting to do that for months.
I had an excuse to just out all day.
What do you consider underwear?
That's a good question.
Cock straight up with a ball.
One ball.
One ball. The other ball sheathed by some kind of situation.
Like, that entire table just like turned their head when you said
they were like,
cock
ball?
Straight up.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Cock, they were like, where's the other one?
Yeah. Cock and one ball?
But yeah, no, I mean, that was
That's not going to work for me.
Then it was done by Hasbro.
Not at Roberta's. We need both balls.
The nurse was like, listen, we need both balls if we're going to underwear on.
Yeah. No, that's the reason. So the cursor started going and they said, error, we need both balls.
That's right. Does not compute. Does not compute. Anyway, that's a really... I know, it's like not a very funny story.
No,
I thought
I
it would
think,
be funnier, but well, it's kind of not that
no,
funny.
No, you know what's interesting to me? I know you... Do you have to go yet?
Yeah,
like
I was
one
just
minute
say
ago.
That.
Like, run.
Okay, so really quick. Since you are RecTech and friend of the show and a prolific maker of electronic music and sounds of all different kinds, did this briefcase... a closed-circuit TV situation give you any inspiration on the music you're doing right now? Have you been a shut-in? Have you been working? Like, I know that you work sometimes. Are you making music? Are you doing things?
I've been making music. I actually made, a couple days after the seizure, I made a song that I'm pretty happy with.
It's good.
And
wait, you just had a seizure recently?
Dude, that was the whole story that he just made.
So that's good, you're making music.
Yeah, I sent Jack a track for maybe a Knife Show thing a couple days ago that's sort of cool.
Full service.
Yeah, I wanna like Boom. Be in your band, dude, because every time like you make stuff with Jack, I
well,
go,
yo,
like,
we've laid down some hot scratch technique.
Dude, I know, we can do it still.
We gotta do
yeah,
some more of that.
I know. I'm just like I was just thinking about it because like I know, you know, you go
Be
through
fresh
phases.
Off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for all that scratching is making me itch.
That's right.
So I don't know. Like, and
well,
I
listen,
just think,
listeners, if you've been captivated by this, it's soundcloud.com/rectech.
Rec as in car, rec tech as in technician.
That's what I
mean.
That's
yeah.
what we need.
Yeah.
I hope you give us positive health updates soon.
Yeah, I want to hear good things about your health and good things about your situation. Don't worry about this law thing. Law
is just bankruptcy is cool. It's
yeah,
all good.
It's cool. You should be bankrupt.
Yeah,
honestly,
poor people make the best things.
And I feel like if you're bankrupt, that gives you you're responsible for less shit. They're like, oh, you're bankrupt. You don't have to worry about it. So, you know, and
I get a lot of that already.
I was just thinking, like, you know, maybe this, I don't know, the seizure thing, maybe you go into like a music making frenzy. Who the fuck? I don't know what happens.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, yeah. who the fuck knows, right?
Yeah, yeah, you like have something
and I'm pretty
tragic
sure,
happen.
At this point, I'm pretty sure I don't have a tumor, and so are the doctors. So,
all right,
that's really what matters.
Well, that's good news, of course, from Nat RecTech, and we hope to have him on again soon.
Yes.
I have a lot of clips that I want to send you because I want you to make bumpers for me. I'm going to make you.
I want to bump you up, man.
I'm going to sit there. All I have to do is, like, if I go to where you stay, and we'll just make them.
Yeah. He's going
to
show you I'll a bunch of keys.
It. Yeah, I'm going to show you a bunch of keys.
That
whatever
good.
That means.
I
don't know
see,
exactly, but...
see mad keys. I
all right.
can't wait.
Well, listen, are you going to make your exit now? Because if you are, I want to make sure that we do another clap, and we say, oh, RecTech's leaving the building. It's like Elvis.
Oh, yeah, let's do it
it's
again.
Like Aphex Twin is leaving. Blah, blah, blah.
I am. Yeah, I'm off.
Okay,
I'm
and,
off
there go, and there goes RecTech. And there he goes, my man.
Hey, man, everybody.
On his way to paint a house. I don't know why, but he's working on it. There he goes. And
that's
then,
some sort of slang.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we had Max Bowden here, but he got mad at me earlier because I was acting salty when we changed the time schedule, so he's probably gone. But
why,
now
Max
it's me and Mondo.
Talk?
I don't know. Max wanted to talk
so
to
what's
me.
Up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just over here. I saw this little tattoo's healing good.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah. He's talking about this... Mickey Mouse that he actually tattooed on me.
Yeah, I tattooed Armando a couple times. They seem to be healing rather well, and I'm happy
to announce
that
I use,
that
by
I'm,
the way.
Yeah, and I'm happy to announce that I'm continuing to do the same thing, and very happy we are that we had a visit from Rectech. He seems like he's doing somewhat well for someone who's going through something difficult.
I can't believe he had a seizure.
Well, he's going to be just fine, and I think there's good things in the future, and we will hopefully be seeing more of the one and only rec technician here on Gunwash. And so now that we end that segment,
I want to talk about this movie screening I just came from.
Yeah, so please talk to me, Armando, about it.
Well, basically, our buddy Alden, he listens to the show. We never called in or anything. He basically had this, he made this movie about this guy. I gave Odetta the name, the guy's name, but he's
do we have that business card? We'll read it on the air. Hold
yeah,
on.
Please.
Yeah,
I
read that
know.
Really fast.
It's ridiculous.
You got it?
We're pulling it up right now.
But basically, my friend. And then it was
so his name is Lopsang, and the phone number is crossed out and replaced by another number.
All right. Sounds like a sounds
his
like
name
a
is
good,
Lopsang T. Doc Potsang.
Uh-huh. That's his real name? Then?
Phone number is crossed out in multiple spots.
No, but read like this little. Like, I think there's like a
yeah,
little
I,
bio
I definitely
on the card.
Will read this.
Yeah, when you get business cards like that, you know
so
that's a promising lead.
So underneath his name, which again is Lopsang T. Doc Potsang. It says in larger letters, Lopsang, quality fitness, the mind and body connection, fit for life.
Right.
Top master, certified pro trainer, 3-time Mr. New York overall champion. That's kind of vague.
And he's a filmmaker now.
No, he's not a filmmaker.
Silver medalist.
My friend made a film about
this
him.
A fucking weird card, man.
Oh, so
well,
he was,
Alden, you know Alden, he made that, and then it was in
his
same
his website is rainbowfusion.com/Lopsang.
Wait, so Alden from, this guy from Team Facelifted?
Team Facelift. They had a movie screening at this place in Tribeca.
Okay.
And it was one night only, and I had to go. I wanted to make it a Gunwash field trip. But I do have clips. I always work every time I go everywhere. So I actually interviewed the guy. I wish I had, like, Wi-Fi so I could have just sent it while I was coming over here. But I didn't. But it'll be for a future reference, future times.
Oh, man, well, maybe if we go, if we play music.
That guy will definitely come on the show.
Well,
he lives in New York.
Well, all right, interesting. I was going to say, what if we play music? You know, him and Alden should come and we could do the interview. Or we could just play music for a minute and cue up the clips, unless you don't want to do that.
It'll probably make take a second.
It'll probably
Probably take a second.
All right, cool. All right, well, fair enough. Well, listen.
For the future, you know, next time. We do this every week. People can't be mad.
You know, I think you should be coming to Gunwash on time again like you used to.
No. This was... Is that, you
I
know,
understand.
Now that I'm working in the art scene, I guess, I
okay.
gotta go
oh,
through...
Oh, Mr. Armando, wow. working you know, in the art scene. Wyatt, watch out, Wyatt. We got a competitor.
You gotta go to these openings. Wyatt knows on Thursdays.
Yo.
Every Thursday there's an opening. Max knows
watch
every
out.
Thursday there's an opening.
Max doesn't... Let me tell you something.
You
Max better watch out because, you know... I
Max
don't know
if, is the second segment guest.
Yo, Max, by the way...
Max emailed Max. Me, texted me this morning at like 8 in the morning and I told him guys on guys on guys.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Max.
Pause.
You better be careful because Armando, self-proclaimed now.
The website on that business card does not work,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, cool. Armando works in the art... what did you call it? The art scene?
I don't know what it's called.
He works in the art scene
I just
scene
work
now.
Somewhere, and then I just scene. Had to come... I had to like show face somewhere.
He's
for
late
a
for the show. He's late for the show.
I was freaking out, man. I was freaking out coming over here. I was like, yo, I wanted to stay longer. I had mad popcorn.
All right. Fair enough.
But Max, what's going on? Max didn't even want to come
Max
to the show.
You want to just go to music and we'll have Max as
well,
the second
obviously
guest?
Obviously, we have to go to music. All right. Well, listen.
I mean, we're all spun up today. You know?
I know. There's something going on with us. I don't know what the energy is.
Spliff dosed everybody.
Well, listen, you're listening to Gunwash. We did have Rectech, and of course, Armando just downloaded us on his night adventure here, which brought him here to Gunwash. Max Bode, live in studio, not someone who's often here. Happy to have him. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Mr. Herbert Spliffington is here. We're happy to have him. And
you know what I'll do? I'll play one of these ads because we got to get through these ads.
I know, right? Are we doing these all the time now?
Yeah, we got a few to run
that's
through.
Good.
So,
that's good.
So
are we
going to
get
second?
Paid?
That's good. I want
no, we're not
ads.
Getting paid yet, but here we go.
That's good.
Have you been feeling like the way up is the way down? Introducing Whole Heraclitus, an all-natural vitamin formula that will help you optimize your health. Whole Heraclitus is for everyone. Just 2 tablets a day gives you the essential vitamins and minerals your body needs to feel great. Now you too can stop living the other's death and dying the other's life. Whole Heraclitus is made in the United States of America with a unique blend of all natural ingredients that have been proven to be safe and effective. Whole Heraclitus, it's good for you.
Whole Heraclitus.
Oh my goodness.
It's good for you. All the things from the earth have made the whole Heraclitus. And I hope you don't get ulcerative colitis. Because you might shit blood afterwards. Well, listen, proud sponsor of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and of course, they don't know this, but they also sponsor Gunwash. We're here with Herbert Smillington. He will play tune for just a few moments. We'll be back in just a little bit. It's 718-497-2128.
This is the original Jones that busts them from over here to over there, because when it comes to talk, it's we run talk. And no sound boy can come test you when we coming out the park. I know, so we're nice. Some of them, we're on the thing. They know that everything is clear. Step up, Tennepe, article it.
No need to be sound. Watch here. Watch out, I got one like a bride. Hear me now. Now all the sound boy and them we go on like them bad, and I push up themself in a light. Kick up on the top out that them run the place, and them always a shine. Them a borrow man gun me day and night, and I pose and I go on like them bright. Where we up? Dandy mind. They on the sound boy with a borrow gun. Dandy mind. They on the sound boy them with a death right. Dandy mind. Hold on, sound boy. In a delight, my one is a man putting gun last night. Come on, you want to use it, and I get right. Dandy mind. Hold the sound boy, we buy out of your life. Dandy mind. Hold the sound boy, and put it up tight.
We have the rammer, yes, we have the rammer. And when we ram the gal, then the gal, them a alla. Oh, we have the rammer, yes, we have the rammer. Now hear this, you know my talk about the rockler. And I'm a talk about the bomb, and I'm a talk about this, and I'm a talk about that. My way no side, this girl my cry for man. Get it? We have the rama, yes, we have the rama. And when we ram the gal, then the gal, them a alla. Oh, we have the rama, yes, we have the rama. And when we ram the gal, then the gal, them a alla. When we talk about rama, we no mean sledgehammer. The long donkey cut with the gal, them afraid. Ram them at the left, and me say right and center. Go on to the blue man, and you have the rama. The uptown man, them have the rama. The downtown man, them have the rama. Yes, we have the rama, oh, we have the rama. And when we ram the gal, them a alla. Them a ball out. Oh, it's so watchable. Oh, it's so watchable. Oh, it's so watchable. Oh, it's so what. Man, I kill you and kill me. Oh, it's so what. You just a mash up my body. Oh, it's so what. And me edit a hurt me. Oh, it's so what. And me back it a hurt me. Oh, it's so what. You have the rama. Yes, we have the rama. And when we run the gal, them the gal, them a alla. Oh, we have the rama. Yes, we have the rama. And when we run the gal, them the gal, them a alla.
Hear this. Yeah, man. Who I know we have one. Then don't know. Say me wicked them way, yeah, man. You can't imagine, man, me blend your man and my man finger all them things. What we look on them and tell them? Been in the one. Now when they listen to the what we look on them and tell them one more time. Yes, I can see that you're disappointed. Sound boy by the way when looking at we got last. But me just a one baby let out in case a sound boy me say them come to attack. But make me tell you no this, yeah, man. You see the tree rebating and me last. One fi murder people and one fi bury them, and one of him me killing permitry and death. Excuse me, with your bag of lip service, but before you lose your lip, excuse me, why with your bag of gun talk? They gooda find your body in a one park, excuse me, why with your gun argument? Me gooda give you a one apartment. Me tell you how me wicked, you know, man. You see the last where we attack me with the M1. When him lift up him and figure fire the weapon, me use me cut last chop off the boy and three at the boy finger. You know how me name, but the rest I'm can't go past the station. When policeman ask me where is the man, and me say half is a three at the finger. Me just nyam, me just a weird fi belch fi nyam the razor. And excuse me, with your bag of lip service, but if you will lose your lip, excuse me.
Be a gun thing. Boy, people think that the country over the world. Go Canada, the universe, the little walk, man. Here you go, talk, let me use 50,000 miles.
Too much gun, gun. Everything them talk about a gun. And the gun in America make the crime can done. Too much gun, gun. Everything them talk about a gun. The gun in Jamaica make the crime can done. Put it down. Put down the magnum. Nobody walk and shoot innocent people down. Put it down. Put down the map. Then nobody shoot down the people. Them and them children. Put it down. Put down the M16. Nobody kill off the people. Them youth on the scene. Put it down. Put down the matic, but I shoot down the slaves. No shoot down the rest of the gun. Good, everything them talk about a gun. Are they going in England? Make the crime can done. Too much gun. Good, everything them talk about a gun. They go to Canada. Make the crime can done. Clean up the gun, them clean up the gun. Them they go clean up the gun, cause them a cross problem. Them come clean up the gun, them clean up the gun. Them they come clean up the gun, cause it a cross problem. Now go clean up things on me. I go clean up my bed. Now go clean up the 16 and the map. Them then the 45. Me a go take it from them, you see the big Uzi. Me a go take it from them, you see the new Glock. Me a go take it from them, you see the shot out from me. Me a go take it from them, you see the gun. Me a go take it from them, you see the gun. Me a go take it from them, you see the gun. Everything I'm talking about a gun. Me gun a come here from me, you watch the road one. Some say 14 gun, some say 48 gun. Some of them a talk, but who a know? So come here and next one a talk. The shipment come, but when we check it up, yeah, them don't have nothing. Them a fe, step aside when they done him come. Because borrow gun, I know the lick. Isleman gun, I know the lick. Talk about gun, I know the lick. You must have your own gun. That if a boy miss him, exit your door. Boom, one a guy a fe. That's right, talk about gun, no we no talk about gun. All about guns and we no holla. Keep away, guy cause you a mouth badness. Keep away, you no no gunna, you a talk about. Keep away, boy mind you, me say where ain't it be car. Tell you about, a flower gun. A frosty tunes, we article. Cause we article, I love a youth from jam down. You know you about way, say we no partial none. Ooh wee, we a whole long magnum. And if a guy miss him, makes it gun that down. Boom, boom, and a guy lay down be car. Aye, care for no other gun. Only my magnum in the mall. What's your name? Tell you what I got. I got gun. Watch it. Pass on them a talk about gun and them a boast about gun. All about gun and them don't have none. Say them a talk about gun and them a boast about gun. Watch it. Talk about gun and them don't have none. Guns up. Every bad boy from down a junk. Guns up. Every bad boy from down a Tivoli. Guns up. All the bad boy from New Jersey. Guns up. Every bad boy from down a Miami. Guns up. The bad boy from down a London. Boom, boom, your article done coming up cool. Relax and sit down. So
I mean this. I just wrote my rocking in the baby Steve. Watch my shit for people like a rubbish and rubber teeth. Dan dog and I should remote on the speak. Lord of mercy. Me no one. Poor people show to this and reality no one. Salute then Gorgon again. Ribbit it and tell them and reality no need. Salute then Gorgon again. Make me shout out, say them no like it. And when the Gorgon chatter, beat me, but me bird, you can't stop them no like it. And when the Gorgon chatter, you beat me, but me bird, you can't stop becoming tired of this, you know me, tired of that, Lord. Oh, people living like a dummy, get down a river, and 50 people, man, no comfort. People living down the pump, it's a cardboard box. And when me see the situation, me be cry like that. Me mama, but I be listen, ninja, watch that. Is the love, you think me, but you want a lot, become hot. And you know, I don't move to the top, but them no like it. And when the Gorgon
That was excellent. Thank you, Herbert Swivington. You're listening to Gunwash. Well, we had a bunch of people in here tonight, and I'm super, super, super energized.
Super!
You know, Max Boat is here, and I wanted to ask Max
Boat
a question.
Who the fuck is that?
Max Boat is a very, very close friend of ours, and of course a close friend of
the
show.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Fair enough. He's also, I don't know if this is interesting for him to hear or for us to say to the listeners, because they might already know. He's an illustrator.
He's here now?
Yeah, he's in the studios with me right now. He's not often here. He comes once in a while.
I didn't see anybody.
I wanted to say that Max, I know we talk a lot, privately on the internet and sometimes in person.
It's true.
Yeah, and I just want to say that this summer I made some special steps towards being more adult, and I would like to say that you are one of my influences on that, and I wanted to see if you think that I've made some decent strides towards that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, okay, show's great. Over.
So, and I Done. Think, and you know, and you know, I'm not the only
Can
one.
Can we
that,
give a bio for Max? So like,
I don't know his bio offhand. Max was a really, really young art director at the New Yorker. Did very, very well, and now he works for himself and he kicks ass. And that's all anyone needs to know.
Killing it.
Max Bode. MaximilianBode.com or Max Bode.
I lost my URL to Japan. No, I'm not playing.
You got to get that. Who did you lose it to?
Like a Japanese water filter system bought it. Or I like
it's
slept
called
on it.
Max Bode.
Go to maxbode.com and it's all Japanese. It's pretty yen. Like, I'm pretty psyched about
wow,
it.
Wow, that's cool. There's Max something Boda going on with it. That's
like, or Max Bode?
What is big yen?
B-O-D-E.
What is big yen?
It's like a way
know.
Of life.
You can't know.
It's a way of life. I can't really ask or know. I just have to live it, right?
You just have to know it.
Oh, well, this site's God. Great.
It's great. It's much better than my art.
It is definitely better than your
it's
art.
So much better.
They're like water... It's like
water
cool office water coolers.
Yes, it rocks. It's
that's
great.
Awesome that you're.
Is
that
there
your
like animation on the site?
Have you translated it before?
I haven't tried.
I'm going to try right now. Let's see what they're actually selling. Woo!
In the meantime, you know, I'm not the only one that has very, very personal and important life changing conversations with Max Bode. Also, our co host Armando.
Ooh, it's called Cosmo Water.
Talks with Cox. Didn't you guys have a conversation you were telling me about earlier that you
yeah,
wanted to talk about?
Yeah, it was about Cox and on the internet.
Well, I don't want to... I don't understand. I don't know if... Listen.
Well, check this out. I sent Max his link of, you know, music. I was listening to something and I wanted to share. And he was like, oh, I'm a dummy. I'm in the office and there's mad people and I kept forgetting my headphones. And then I wrote, headphones are gay.
Sounds like you're mean to me, Max. And I'm like, oh, my God. But Armando's mean to you. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry for not
and
having
And then he
headphones.
Wrote pleasantly. He wrote, they never seem sexual to me. And I was like, they're too personal for me. And anything that touches my skin is invasive. And he said, what about clothes? What about sunglasses?
You make me sound like a nerd.
Well, I mean.
Well, what if you are a nerd?
It's probably true.
You may be. It's not.
And then I was like, I feel gay as soon as I put on socks. Right? And then he was like, so if I'm putting underwear on, I'm sucking mad penis.
Girl. No, you said that, dude.
That's
no.
What I said. You can't tell my tone.
None of this is making any sense.
I try to make penis jokes all the time, and Max detests, but you two are allowed to have penis jokes? I don't understand.
It's not about the penis thing, though. It's we're joking about
like
being
better
comfortable.
Looking than you know?
It's not about being better looking either, because my younger brother is way more better looking than me.
We don't see him talking about penises
at all. So it's not even
Never.
About that. And then, you know what? I'm just going to skip this G-Chat thing because it was kind of like private.
Whatever. Well, listen.
So Max, what are you up to lately?
This website.
And he has a gig.
No, this website's not his anymore.
No, his gone. Website's gone. It's he has gone. No site. He's not allowed on the website.
I know.
Anymore.
He's not even on the internet, so I'm wondering what
he's
doing.
Yeah, he got his Instagram, right?
No, he's not using that for art.
No.
What? You bugging.
Max, are you doing anything with your life right now?
I'm making graphic design for an NBC TV show.
That's pretty serious.
Oh, yeah. I heard something about this. Pretty serious.
What's that like?
Right now, it's boring because I'm not doing anything. But once they start filming, my life is going
to
be hell.
But you're getting paid to do nothing right now.
So much paid.
For not doing anything?
So much paid for doing nothing.
Wow, that's awesome. Can you tell us what the name of the show is, though?
It's going to be called Allegiance.
It's going to be called Allegiance.
Tell us how to get paid to do nothing.
Yeah.
Get into a union that works for creative services.
Oh, all right.
Union,
good advice.
Like, labor unions, bullshit. They're going to rape you and you're going to have to like, you're going to break your back.
But there's unions out there for creative services.
Most creative unions, do you break your brain?
You might. Yeah, but like movie business, TV, commercials.
Yeah, but how do you get into that? Use like an illustrator union or something like that?
I guess, yeah. I mean, become a PA or meet people in the movie business. I was born into this world. This is what my parents do.
Yeah,
it was
fair
like,
enough.
I didn't get like a house or a car. I got a job.
Yeah, Max was hitting the slap when he was 5.
I didn't get a house or a car either. I mean, I don't really have anything, to be honest with you. But hey, listen.
Max used a slap when he was 5.
Is that an app?
No, you know the slap thing, like the, and then you take 2, take 3. You know, you ever seen that?
Oh, the clap.
You were using one of those when you were 5. I said slap, clap, whatever. I didn't go to film school. Sorry, Aaron.
I don't know.
None of my jokes are funny today, no?
No, we're just, you know, we're over here. So, well, listen, Max, it is...
this is like old times. This is great.
Yeah, well, this is what Gunwash used to
you know,
be.
It's funny because I was listening...
Have Max in and just talk about nothing.
I was listening to old tapes, and I found them to be so funny. But the problem is now we're old. That stuff's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I try to be spontaneous and funny and real, it comes off.
Say something funny right now.
I can't. If I even tried to or even did something like that, it would make me sound old.
Make a funny sound.
I'm just trying to keep the spirit alive, man.
Funny sounds aren't funny anymore. Now you got to be better than that.
Aaron G chats me every day about how much his life sucks.
Yeah. It's true.
No one's
that's
really
a funny
that.
Joke.
Do you really feel that? You feel that way?
No,
like
I feel.
Your life is...
No, I feel like I took. I feel like I took the wrong route in a lot of ways. Yeah.
The tattoos.
No.
Is that the right route or the wrong route?
No, I feel like there is no. I feel like neither of them are right, and neither. I feel like not what I'm doing now or taking on something new creatively is right. I feel like everything I've done is wrong, and I feel like I'm on a track that's most likely wrong. But my track is
it's
my
not
track.
Wrong. You didn't blow it, dude. You're good.
Are you gonna move to Maine?
Yes, that I definitely am going to do.
When?
I'm on like a 3-year plan.
Buy or rent?
Buy. You can only buy out there.
I don't know. We'll see.
I got to play another one of these ads. I know we got like 7 minutes left or something.
Good.
So let's
fucking kill me.
Are you a gym sock, gym slipper, or gym shoe? Are you ready to take the foot by the toes? Then Fuko Fitness is for you. Fuko Fitness is a top-notch personal training studio. Whether you're fat, skinny, stocky, broad, hard gainer or gym rod, come on in to Fuko's Fitness and harness your bio power. Those afflicted by illness or injury will appreciate our wide variety of therapeutic programs. Join now for your free fitness assessment, plus an extra 10% off for life. Earn the right to feel good. Make the choice to get more info at FucoFitness.gov.
I just want
to
make sure we're
Fuko
not...
Fuko Fitness, proud member of the BioPower Alliance.
Are all these ads Woo! You with your voice changed?
I think these
Me?
Ads
no.
Are,
these
I
were
think...
sent to us from the agency.
Are you... You're lying. These can't be real ads. These
I mean, I have
real.
One more that I have to get
can you,
through.
Can you
so.
Play... Can you play the... Oh, you got another one?
Okay. There's one more, yeah.
Just play it right
I'm
now.
I'm supposed
just
to play four.
Just play it.
I gotta... Hold
Suppose
on.
Suppose as
can you bring? Can you bring six next week?
I only have four. Here, let me play the fourth okay, one if I go. Can find it. Hold on. It's
Could we get a call?
What was the other one? The new bio disc.
Hey, listen, they're sponsors. Shut up. I got to play the last one.
I just want to know who they are.
If you've got kids, good luck trying to get them down the health food aisle. But if you look beyond the bird feed and rabbit food, you'll find fish. And not the ones that taste like tree bark. Lacan sardines taste fun. But without the nasties, a delicious and nutritious snack. Lacan sardines satiate desire in a very real way. Lacan sardines. Gluten-free, dairy-free, no MSG, no GMO, no trans fats, and 90% less saturated fat. If you want a healthier choice, Lacan sardines. Go down deep. Not in the junk food aisle, in the self-help aisle. Lacan sardines. More flavor, less fat.
You know,
so
fake. No, wait.
First of all,
it's I'm not going to Google anything. It's possible that Jack's doing something strange right now, but I'm sure they're real. But all I got to say is sardines improve your health in a certain type of way.
And
that's exactly what the ad says.
Yeah, that's what it says. In a certain type of way, sardines are good for you, but not junk.
Don't pull the Bonnie Plants gig on this,
dude.
One, you know?
Dude,
yeah, you ruined
dude,
that for
wait,
us,
wait,
man.
Wait,
this isn't real.
First of all, whoa. Hold on. Rewind. First
Should we just
of all,
play a Bonnie Plants?
No, no, no,
Bonnie
no, no.
Plants, by the way, no longer a sponsor because of Aaron.
No,
exactly.
That's not true.
That's not true. It's true that they're no longer a sponsor.
That has nothing to do with me, first of all. And second of all, these people who are sending in these crazy, crazy ads.
I like them.
I'm sure their products are great, but they should be happy that I'm fucking not making fun. Making
You're
light of
critique.
The ads. Dude, they're hilarious. If they don't know that these ads are hilarious, then...
That's a weird agency. I think that's the reason
you
they
know
said,
what?
Let's
you know,
go with the Gunwash thing.
You want to know something? If they don't know these ads are hilarious, then that's good. They should never know, because they'll keep making beautiful, beautiful ads that I can laugh at forever, because they're amazing. What was the one with the guy talking about the pill?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I should play one of these Bonnie Plants.
Yeah,
ads,
play a Bonnie
too.
One. I love those ones.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's Bonnie fresher or tastier plants! In recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing.
Yo, Bonnie Plants.
Why didn't you correct me if I said the clap and I said the slap?
I don't know. All I can think... What?
Why didn't you correct me?
What are you talking about?
If I, like, mispronounce, like, a simple, like, object like that.
It's not my...
Hello, do-it-yourselfer.
I love
Ever
Bonnie
thought about gardening? If you can build that window box,
yeah,
you can build a raised bed in
you
your backyard.
You can fucking build a fucking
Bonnie
pipe
veggie
bomb,
and herb
too.
Plants in raised beds make a fast weekend project with a big payback.
Big fucking
Fresh,
payback.
Grow them yourself
fucking
tomatoes
huge.
And peppers,
yeah,
kale,
you might get a
basil
fucking
and
carrot.
Thyme, and so much more. Bonnie Plants are healthy and strong.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the ending.
Plant a
good
carrot.
Job, Jack.
Plant a carrot dope. And then stick it up your ass. It's ever so twisty.
Brooklyn Slate Company is a collaborative effort.
Aaron
Brooklyn
is funny. Okay. He's laughing. He's
doing this all night.
Dude, see, Max Journal find his funny.
Listen.
Hey,
listen.
Let's play one more ad.
Listen, Bonnie Plants is above and beyond all ads.
Let's do one more.
All right. Plant a carrot, bitch.
Today's program has been brought to you by Consider Bardwell Farm.
Spanning the rolling hills of Vermont.
I just wanted to hear
that
Joe. I just wanted to hear Joe's
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Who's Joe Galarraga?
It's not even funny. It's fine.
All right, one more.
White Oak Pastures is the only farm in the United States that has its own USDA-inspected red meat abattoir or slaughterhouse and its own USDA-inspected poultry abattoir or slaughterhouse. We partner with Whole Foods to deliver our high quality meat and poultry from
Max,
Miami,
these aren't fake.
All the way to Princeton,
Foods.
New Jersey. One family, one farm.
One time I killed a fucking cow and then I sliced it very organically and then there was no gluten put into it and I motherfucking sold that to Whole Foods and motherfuckers ate that. It was organic bloody. Bloody organic.
You should have been an actor, dude.
Dude, I can't do anything. I failed at everything I ever tried in my life, dude.
So
including
fake.
This fucking episode.
Stop.
No, they're
it.
Not fake. Who,
no,
Max, that was
fake.
Like seven ads. Who's
that
gonna
one,
sit here and make seven fake
that
ads
one,
for Gun
That
Wash?
One wasn't fake. The sardine one, fake.
No.
Pills,
who's
fake.
Who's gonna... Who's,
the sardine one was too long, though.
I can't even get Jack to make a bumper. How am I gonna get him to make seven fake
dude,
ads?
Because him and Dad.
That was me. Like, if you like, fuck. That was totally obviously Jack's voice, like
dude,
sped up though.
Yeah.
It was right.
Yeah.
No.
Gym World.
The abattoir.
Yeah. What
Jim's
was the one?
Gym
the
World?
Bio. If you like.
No, here we go. We'll go with the Jack Inslee ad. We got one of those. All ready?
Right. Cool.
Hey, I'm Jack Inslee, executive producer and host of Full Service Radio on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I use a lot of technology in my day-to-day life. Whether it's editing radio, DJing, or making music, I've got a lot of needs. TechServe's really the first and only place I go for Mac-related sales, repairs, service, and accessories.
That's what I sound like on an ad.
Hi, I'm Aaron Ginsberg, host of Gunwash. I use a lot of benzos for my anxiety. In fact, I'm usually on drugs. I can't really, really hold a job. So, no lesson learned, no product advertised. Just, I don't like myself. Wait. I don't know what to say.
You didn't go on the boat trip tonight?
No, I skipped the boat trip for
this.
Yeah, I skipped it for this. Dude, I skipped Gunwash last week. I can't skip it 2 weeks in a row. I can't be like, oh, you know, I got to go to Maine, and then I got a boat thing the following week. People are going to think I'm, you know, this
show's,
guy.
Show's over, by the
you're
way.
You're so fancy.
All right, listen, I'm so fancy. Guy. Well, look, I just got to say, I'm looking around me, and all I see is close friends.
Pals.
Yeah, pals, finally, for the first time.
You're allowed
terrible,
to say
terrible
that.
Show.
No!
Great, great advertisements. Armando, you were late, but I'm glad you were late because you made some great contacts for future shows.
Yes.
Excellent,
I
excellent,
can't wait
excellent,
to,
excellent.
To send Wyatt these clips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah!
Okay. Can we play music?
Hey, folks, Mike Kilimeco here.
Thanks for having me on, guys. This was
Listen,
great.
Max,
shut up.
You
I'll come
gotta
back.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up, motherfucker.
I'm Linda Pelaccio.
Yeah, there's my favorite fucking girl.
I'm Linda Pelaccio.
What am I having her on?
I'm Linda Pelaccio.
I'm Linda Pelaccio.
I'm Linda Pelaccio.
You know what's funny? I was just thinking I was going to maybe like do a Linda Pelaccio joke, but it wouldn't be funny because we're now that joke is over. We're old.
We're adults.
I am Patrick Martin's.
Oh yeah, Patrick Martin's. doesn't approve of Rec
Tech. This is Mike Edison.
Yeah, anyway. That guy gave me weed one time. okay, thank you for listening to Gunwash. You know, it's been an excellent and invigorating show.
I'm Dave Arnold.
And I know you're going to come back next week. We are here every Thursday at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we do actually get to do this show every week. It's unbelievable. Yes, it is true. And, you know...
Next week, Pierre... Franz Leon
yes.
And Cunt Mafia.
Oh my god, that girl is trippy as fuck.
She's crazy.
A very, very major show. We're always happy when Pierre comes with friends. And then
you
I've
don't
heard,
even know what you, to expect.
I'm scared.
I don't
Mondo
even know
Mondo knows.
Well, I'm already scared.
Well, I don't know what to expect, and I've been told not to ask questions.
The
I've been
Cunt
told,
Mafia.
I've been told I don't know what Cunt Mafia is, and I will learn in a natural, organic way.
They're going to eat you alive.
Yeah, and I think that that's just fine.
Emphasize on eat.
Eat. And then, you know, and then from what I understand, we've got a great month coming up for Gunwash. A lot of great guests. I won't give it away, but I will tell you that Herbert Spliffington is going to play music now-ish. Come back next week, gunwash.com.
Good
happy
night.
To have you. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
the compass of the universe.
Oh,